Good morning from 103.7 WHHT. Kelly, who's coming up for Shop Local?
Oh, the lovely Jillene with Bighorn Wellness.
All right, and what are you guys going to talk about today?
We're going to be talking about forgiveness.
Oh.
Very important topic.
All right.
What it is and what it isn't and how to do it and why you should.
There are a lot of people in this world that need to forgive me for something.
Well, after today, they'll have no problem at all.
All right. That's great. Good. That's a great subject.
That's coming up with Shop Local with Jill from Bighorn Wellness, WHHT.
You got a fast car, and I want a ticket to anywhere. Maybe we make a deal. Maybe together we can get somewhere. Any place is better. Starting from zero, got nothing to lose. Maybe we'll make something. Me, myself, I got nothing to prove. You got a fast car, and I got a plan to get us out of here. Been working at the convenience store. Managed to save just a little bit of money. Won't have to drive too far. Just across the border and into the city. And you and I can both get jobs. Finally see what it means to be living. See, my old man's got a problem. He live in the bottle, that's the way it is. Said his body's too old for working. His body's too young to look like his. So mama went off and left him. She wanted more from life than he could give. I said, somebody's gotta take care of him. So I quit school and that's what I did. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live or die this way. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, it felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belonged. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. We go cruising, entertain ourselves. Still ain't got a job. So I work in the market as a checkout girl. I know things will get better. You'll find a work and I'll get promoted. And we'll move out of the shelter. Buy a bigger house, live in the suburb. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Now I got a job that pays all my bills. Stay out drinking late at the bar. See more of your friends than you do your kids. I'd always hope for better. Thought maybe together you and me'd find it. I got no plans, I ain't going nowhere. Take your fast car and keep on driving. So I remember when we were driving, driving in your car. Speed so fast, I felt like I was drunk. City lights lay out before us, and your arm felt nice wrapped around my shoulder. And I had a feeling that I belong. I had a feeling I could be someone, be someone, be someone. You got a fast car. Is it fast enough so we can fly away? Still gotta make a decision. Leave tonight or live and die this way.
Fast car. It's 103.7 WHHT Shop Local. I'm Kelly McKay, and Jillene is in studio as my co-host for Wellness Wednesday with Big Horn Wellness. Good morning and welcome back, Jill.
I'm so happy to see you. You're such a piece of joy to me and everybody else.
Oh, thank you. That just makes my heart so very happy. Always love having you in studio, and I enjoy talking with you. And I've told every co-host this week how just calming your voice is and your accent. And I just, aww. I could really just stand here and listen to you talk the whole hour and me never say a word.
Oh, no, I need to hear you. You're so inspiring.
Well, thank you.
And I love all your adverts. You know, when you're talking about the sponsors of the show and the, I love that because then I go and buy the things.
Good. You get the point. It's exactly what you should do. That's what I want everyone to do. And I appreciate that. So that leads me, excuse me, that reminds me something that I should say about Shop Local is when you go into these businesses, please let them know that you hear about them on Shop Local, you know, because without them, the show, without you, the show is not possible. So I just want you to express, if you think about it, I know we live in a very fast paced world and I forget things on the daily. So I get it. But if you remember when you go into those businesses, just say, hey, I heard you on Shop Local, or I heard Kelly talking about you on Shop Local, or something along those lines, just to let them know. Gives them a little positive feedback.
Of
too.
Course.
So for sure. So let's jump in and say thanks to those sponsors this week. Of course, Jill with Big Horn Wellness, Fireline Outdoors, All About Me Boutique, Scooters Coffee, Chick-fil-A Glasgow, and Glass Thompson Insurance. Our phone number is 270-651-3000. If you would like to join in on our conversation, you may call in this morning if you have a question about any of our sponsors. I will play a few songs throughout the hour like I have been. And we're going to talk with Jill this morning. So the subject is forgiveness. And man, oh man, could we all talk about this? Because it's a tough one, even though it technically should be easy for us to do, but it's so hard sometimes.
Oh my gosh, yes it is. So what does forgiveness really mean? To me, and actually scientifically, it doesn't mean saying that whatever happened is okay. Mm-hmm. It doesn't. It means that and it doesn't mean you have to reconcile. So it doesn't mean that someone that's hurt you needs to stay around you, mm-hmm. or for you to trust them again or bring them back into your circle. Mm-hmm. It's really about releasing yourself. So it's about you, not
yeah.
them.
Yeah.
It's a gift you give yourself, releasing the burden of the ongoing dwelling on it,
mm-hmm.
And having it affect your future decisions, because this person let you get down doesn't mean that all the people will let you down.
Mm-hmm.
So it's about accepting where we're at and moving on. Now, that said, there's little forgivenesses and there's big forgivenesses.
Right.
So I'd like to cover that, actually, the more difficult, mm-hmm. deeper ones when people do quite simply dreadful things. So I do something called acceptance and commitment therapy, which is ACT, which helps us to accept what's gone on, mm-hmm. Address it in a very healthy way, and then allow yourself to move on without that hanging off the back of you. It's like a big old, I don't know, big old ball of
yeah.
steel, and you're just moving forward through life. Let it go. It's mm-hmm. harder.
Let it go.
So it's easier said than done for some people. But when you know how to do it and why you're doing it, mm-hmm. it makes it a lot easier.
Well, and I think, too, when we make it, and I don't think we're being selfish in this, I think when we make it about us and how we are going to feel once we release that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think all too many times we all think about it's the other person.
Yeah.
You know, what are they going to do to help me forgive them?
Absolutely.
You know?
Yes.
So I think we have to think about it's about us and what yes. we are willing to let go.
Oh, absolutely.
But man, it's a struggle.
It is, because people don't say I'm sorry enough, do they?
They might, but do they really mean it?
And that's important. I'm sorry, but. Sorry, the but just took the whole thing away.
Yeah.
We're now into justification.
Crosses
not acceptable.
It out. Yeah. Crosses that I'm sorry out when you say, I'm sorry, but, you know, because you're not really sorry.
No, just saying the words.
Yeah.
Sincerity.
And saying and doing two totally different things. Actions always speak louder than words.
Always. I think that if I hadn't thought about talking about apologizing, but it's a very good point that I think if we have an apology to make, then we need to put it in context. So I don't know. Let's say, oh my gosh, I can't think of an example now, but I'm sorry. I realize this must have upset you terribly. I see the effect on you. Let me know what I can do, please, to make it right. That's an apology.
Yes. Now, I don't want to sound like a hypocrite because I have done that so many times, specifically with my husband.
Of course.
You know, I'll be like, honey, I'm sorry I did X, Y, Z. And then I don't necessarily take the action to do that. So, honey, if you're listening, I know, because I know if he's listening right now, he's thinking, honey, I am guilty. I think we are all guilty.
We are all guilty.
We don't mean to. We just do it.
I know. We do.
Oh my gosh. Yes. I know we're not the only ones that are going through this. And, you know, without getting too personal, you know, you can call in this morning and talk with us. You do not have to give your name, and I will not say your name, even if I know what it is. You can be completely anonymous. So yeah, if you're having trouble forgiving someone, it feels good to talk about it sometimes. It helps you to release that.
It does. It does. And it's so important. And as I say, we're doing it for us primarily, because when we hold on to past hurts, it really affects how we behave in our today and in our tomorrow. And the actual inflammation it causes in our bodies is massive, with the adrenaline and the cortisol, and people around you are awkward. Oh my gosh, I mustn't mention the name of this person because they really upset that person. And so it has a ripple effect. So take it back. Take back your power. Mm-hmm. Don't give it away to someone that hurt you.
That's right. That's right. And I don't think that we think about the physical side of it as much as we think the emotional and the mental and the heartfelt side of it. And it can really tear up your entire system.
It can. It lowers your immune system. So then suddenly you're getting sicker, as if it's not bad enough that somebody's hurt your feelings or done something much worse, shall we say. Mm-hmm. So, I remember, you know, Charlie, who was shot. I remember how striking it was when his wife stood up and said, "I forgive you." And you could feel this sort of ripple. And even now I can feel the emotion around that, because she was not letting the shooter take power over her life or tell her how to feel anymore.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And that's powerful.
It's very powerful.
And that made a statement to everyone.
Yes,
you know, the
did.
Fact that she can forgive someone who killed her husband.
Yes.
I mean, it almost brings me to tears to think, because that would be really hard, especially so fresh. I mean, it was just, it was very soon after that.
Yeah. A month, something like that.
Yeah. That's very powerful. Mm. So
I don't know how she did it, honestly. And I know how to do it.
I don't know.
Such a faithful woman.
Yes, for sure. For sure. So yeah, we would love to hear from you this morning. 270-651-3000. 651-3000. Let's talk a little bit about insurance and how everything seems to be increasing in price. We all know it when we go to the grocery store, the gas station. Maybe I think gas is it's kind of evened out just a little bit. It's not extremely high right now, but you know, vehicles, taxes, insurance rates, those are definitely. I got a bill the other day. My insurance, it went up and it's going up again.
Why do they do that?
I'm not quite sure, which I don't know if it has anything to do with the fact that I got a new roof last year. I couldn't help it. I needed a new roof.
That should put your home insurance down, shouldn't it?
You would think, but no, it didn't. It increased a bit. So
okay.
I'm going to have to call and check on that. So yeah, we are seeing bills. I'm seeing it all over Facebook, utility bills. People are feeling the effects of those extremely cold days during the snow and ice. And I don't understand it. I don't know if it's because the emergency heat was being used in some of those situations. I really don't know. But I feel for those people having to pay those extremely high utility bills. So we all know that things are really expensive right now. So if you want to shop new rates, Glass Thompson Insurance can do that for you. Okay. They offer independent agents. They're committed to tailoring your specific need, the coverage for your need, whether it's your home, your vehicle, maybe it's your farm, a classic car, maybe it's a camper or a boat. You need to start thinking about that now, which I hope you have all of those things insured now. You don't just insure them when you're using them, because if they are stored away in a building and something were to happen, you need to make sure that they are covered. But maybe you're thinking about getting a boat or an RV or something along that, something along those lines, then you need to make sure that it is properly covered. So they have access to more than 25 carriers. Okay. And they have been around for a long time. They know what they're doing there at Glass Thompson Insurance. They've been in business since 1938.
Gosh.
Yes.
That's older than me.
Yes. So they know insurance and they will answer any question that you may have. Right now, Sheila was in studio with us and she was telling us that refreshing your rates, that's what they're doing right now. So, you know, taking a look at your coverage and kind of see where you are. So give them a call and she will come to you. Sheila is mobile, so you don't have to come to her office. She will come to you. Isn't that great?
That's amazing.
So much
so helpful.
Yes. Very convenient for those who may be working and might not be able to leave and go get an insurance quote, or maybe, you know, just are not able to leave work, period, for whatever reason. So call 270-432-3491, 270-432-3491. You can also stop by their office, which is in Edmonton, 1006 West Stockton Street. So it's on your left as you're heading toward downtown Edmonton. So very easy to get to and a very beautiful building. I've been in there numerous times, so it's very nice. Glass Thompson Insurance in Edmonton. All right, 270-651-3000.
Take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I hope you don't think it's a little bit crazy saying this all so soon. But baby, it's the right time. Knew it from the first time that I laid eyes on you. It's okay, let them say what they want. They might think I should wait, but I don't. I don't want to waste a minute. Girl, I want you in every single part of my world. So take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. I know I'm the last guy anybody think might ever be talking like this, yeah. But I can see my future in your eyes tonight and taste forever on your lips. I'm like, hold up a minute, don't go. Ain't no way I can take this slow. So go ahead and tell me I'm out of my mind. Or baby, just tell me yes. And take my hand, let me make you mine. I'm through waiting, taking my time. Never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Time never felt like this before. Take my name and make it yours. Take my days, baby, take my nights. Go and take the rest of my life. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no more. Take my name and make it yours. Make it yours. Oh, cause I don't wanna wait no
and make it yours.
Karma Lee on 103.7 WHHT. Jill is in with us this morning from Bighorn Wellness, and our topic today, forgiveness. And we're going to talk a little bit about the therapeutic approach, which you mentioned this earlier, ACT. So tell us a little bit about that.
I will. Acceptance and commitment therapy. It's kind of a mouthful, which is why we call it ACT.
Yes.
So when we think about memories and experiences in our mind, these are neural pathways. And every time we try and eliminate the pain around it ourselves, what we do is by remembering it, we're firing up the neural pathway we're trying to subdue, which means it edifies it, so it becomes stronger. So you live it as if it's happening now, and it happened. Even if it's only yesterday, it's definitely in the past. So the more that you try and eliminate those painful thoughts and feelings, it makes them stronger, which is why a lot of people get caught in that sort of resentment, anger.
Yes, the resentment.
Yeah, cycle. So I completely get that. So it's like quicksand. The more you struggle, the deeper you sink. So this instead teaches acceptance. That thing happened. It happened. And it doesn't mean that you approve of it, or that you think it was a great thing, or that you need to get close to that person again. But it's acknowledgement that it was real, that it happened, looking at it from more of an objective. And I know that may sound hard, but with guidance, you can do that. You can stand outside of yourself. So I would have people standing outside of themselves, a point of separation. So the metaphor that I love is that difficult thoughts and feelings are like passengers in your car. You don't have to like them. You don't have to agree with them, but you don't have to let them take the wheel either. So you can still drive in the direction that matters to you. In the context of forgiveness, ACT doesn't ask you to feel warmth towards someone that hurt you. It asks you to stop letting what they did determine the choices that you make moving forwards.
Mm. That's pretty deep right there.
It's a choice. Mm-hmm. And like we said earlier, it's take your power back. Don't let them have your power. They've already abused their position in your life in one way or another. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, take it back.
All right. That's some very good advice. We're going to talk a little bit more about that here in just a few moments. But I do want to talk a little bit about Fireline Outdoors. So this morning they have donuts there at Fireline. So if you're interested, they are going to be there until they completely sell out. Amazing Glaze Donuts is the donut. I know. We were just talking about donuts, weren't we, Jill?
Yes, we were. Iced donuts, for the record, are not a good source of nutrition for breakfast, or so my doctor told me when I got on the scale.
Yeah, so pretend I didn't say that. The fact that they're made from scratch daily doesn't mean anything either.
I know.
Please forgive me.
So funny.
But I just thought I'd let those that are out and about, you know, if you want to swing by and grab one of those, they are there at Fireline Outdoors. They are really proud to carry Dano's seasoning, and they have so many different flavors. I mean, your favorite flavor, I guarantee you will find that at Fireline Outdoors. They have the Dano dips as well. I'm trying to think which seasoning we have from Dano's. We have one or two of them. I think there's a taco seasoning that we have, and maybe I can't remember what it is, but you'll just have to go by and see those. Of course, they carry Local Boy Outfitters. They have more new coming this spring, so check that out. Let me see here. The Red Dirt Hat Company, they have new caps in store as well. Lots of different designs. The Tanner Mark boots, those are sharp. Mm. And they have men's, women's. I'm trying to think what brand they carry in toddlers and infants. I'm not quite sure, but they have several to choose from. The jeans and the apparel that they have. They also carry, of course, not just all of those things that I mentioned, but they are also an outdoor store. So they have fishing and they have knives, all kinds of knives, Case, Benchmade, Cobra Tech, tons of brands. They have your fishing supplies, your rods, your baits, anything that you would need for fishing, crossbows and targets, the Titan hunting blinds. These sell very well. They stand behind their products. And the Gator Waders, they have the Hui brand wallets and hats and apparel. Candleberry Candles. I think Amy has every scent made by Candleberry Candles. And the store always smells so good because usually she has one of those burning and it smells amazing in there. Of course, I mentioned the Dano seasonings and the Bubba Rubs. Those are delicious too. They have the Costa sunglasses, a selection of those. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. If it's been a minute since you've been into Fireline, you might want to stop in and see all that she has and Ryan, not just Amy, but Amy and Ryan, all that they have, because they did just get back from market a few weeks ago and they got lots of new stuff. So go by and see them on West Main Street in Glasgow. They're at the red light diagonal from the People's Bank. That's where they are located. 270-651-3000. That's 651-3000. So let's talk a little bit about a commandment where we should honor thy father and mother, which, you know, growing up was a little hard for me at times. And I'm certain that some of us had a difficult time in doing that all the time.
I think a lot of people have. And I'm a Christian, as are a huge number of our community. And so you'd think, wouldn't you, that the Ten Commandments were pretty easy. I think they're pretty easy, except I struggled for a long time with that one, because I don't want to go into detail right here, but it was very, very difficult. And it kind of still is. I'm 67. My dad's still alive and nothing much has changed.
Oh, yeah.
So, no apologies there from him. But that commandment was like an impossible ask for a long time, really, for me. And I felt really bad about that. But when I understood that doing my own work through accepting and just learning to let it go, it was actually a very good Christian friend of mine who I was discussing this with and telling her how I felt. And she asked me a very important question. She said, "Have you forgiven them?" And I said, "I have." And she said, "Then that way you have honored them."
Mm.
And I thought, that's kind of really deep.
Yeah.
So for me, honoring them through forgiveness and through acceptance that for whatever reason they did what they did, and maybe they're not proud of it, but can't tell me, I don't know, letting it go and not letting it define my future, as it did for probably, I don't know, 20 years.
Wow.
And in the job that I do, you'd think I'd know better. But sometimes we're not very good at taking our own advice, are we?
Yeah, no, we're not. We really aren't.
So, yes, that was just a personal little thought.
I'll say that there are many people that have a difficult time in doing that just because of something that their parents have have done. Maybe it was a one-time thing, or maybe it was a reoccurring thing, whatever that might be. Forgiving your parents can be really hard, depending on, you know, what that situation is. So
yeah,
that's something you have to work through.
Yes, it is.
And talking about that can always help.
Do you know something interesting, if I may? It's not really a tangent. So I work with a lot of people who had lack of confidence and things that started in childhood for one reason or another. And quite often I'll do something called inner child work, where they parent themselves going back in hypnosis. And I always ask them to stand up whilst they're being hypnotized and hold the parent's hand. And they all, even if they're 6'4" now, they reach up. Because, and isn't that interesting?
That is.
Whereas probably the parent's 4 inches shorter than them by now, if not more. So it tells you how much of an impact that can have on the choices and how we feel about ourselves. And I'm talking about really successful executives and, you know, people who have achieved a lot despite, but they still have that nagging sort of lack of confidence that comes from whatever it was in the beginning. So just taking care of that so it doesn't affect the present and the future.
Well, you know, we talk about, excuse me, we talk about hypnosis on a regular basis when you are in, and utilizing hypnosis in helping someone to forgive.
Yes.
That has been successful, or it is successful.
Oh, it is. It is very successful, because we're accessing parts of the brain that have been, I always think it's like deprogramming, because there are programs running that were established long ago, or perhaps only a few weeks ago, if it's been something dreadful and there's some PTSD going on there. And we can help to calm those neural pathways down, create new neural pathways that look at what you want from the future, positivity, and letting go of that pain and anguish. But, you know, the hardest person to forgive is yourself.
Amen. You're exactly right. You know, I shared with you that there have been times that it has been hard for me to forgive someone for something. And, you know, whenever I have reached that point that I have forgiven them, but still seeing them, if I bump into them, it's like my heart starts racing. You know, I get that feeling of, oh my gosh, why do I feel like this? I've already forgiven them. So why am I getting all worked up?
Trauma response, classic trauma response, which means that we need to do a bit of work on that to let that go.
Yeah. That's difficult. Gosh.
I know.
I can spend an entire day with Jill. She just needs to hypnotize me in so many ways, and just to help heal my thoughts and my mentality and my emotions and all the things.
But, you know, I do have recordings which I give freely, which people can listen to, and it costs them absolutely nothing at all. It'll come with guidance and covering all sorts of things, like finding sanctuary within, focusing on letting things go. So people don't have to come and see me, so long as they sign the thing saying they won't drive while they're listening to the hypnosis.
Oh, okay. Yes. That's
recording, which is very important.
I might need to talk to you about that. Although I would love to come and see you too.
Of course.
You know, but sometimes my schedule does not allow me to do that.
Well, I can see you on Zoom quite odd hours.
Okay.
But also, some people can't afford it, and I don't want money to be a barrier to anybody from seeking some help and support to help them get over a hump of one sort or another.
Yes. Yeah. Because financial issues can.
Oh, especially as you said earlier, everything's going up.
That's right. That is exactly
right. So I want to be part of the solution, not part of the problem.
Mm-hmm. Well, that is wonderful. I tell you, go ahead and give your phone number. I don't think we've given that yet this hour. So people can jot this down, and we'll give it a couple of more times. But write this number down and contact Jill.
307-300-3700. Now, I know that is out of area because I used to practice in Wyoming, and I can remember that one. And those of us who are getting on, well, they'll appreciate the fact if you can remember it, don't change it.
That's exactly right. Which it's once you say it a couple of times.
You see, it should flow.
It
should
does. Flow. Yeah. 307-300-3700.
Look at that.
See?
Just like that.
That's exactly right. So jot that number down, put it in your phone, and give Jill a call. You can also set up an appointment if you want to email.
Absolutely. Jill@bighornwellness.com. Simple.
Yes. Very easy. So keep that in mind as well. All right, I tell you what, we're going to play another song, and I love me some Brooks and Dunn.
Oh, yes.
I'm a big fan. This is a wonderful song, Red Dirt Road. We'll be back in just a few moments with Jill from Bighorn Wellness on WHHT.
I was raised off of Route 3, out past where the blacktop ends. We'd walk to church on Sunday morning, race barefoot back to Johnson's fence. That's where I first saw Mary, on that roadside picking blackberries. That summer I turned a corner in my soul down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer. It's where I found Jesus. Where I wrecked my first car, I tore it. heart is full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Headlights, drive by the moonlight, talk about what the future might hold down that red dirt road. It's where I drank my first beer, it's where I found Jesus, where I wrecked my first car, I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road. Got it back again. And driving home tonight feels like I found a long lost friend. It's where I drank my first beer, it's where I found Jesus, where I wrecked my first car, I tore it all to pieces. I learned the path to heaven full of sinners and believers. Learned that happiness on earth ain't just for high achievers. I've come to know there's life at both ends of that red dirt road.
Country's hottest hits, 103.7 WHHT. Really going to be a mild day today. Don't be surprised if you get rained on. 40% chance of showers. Have that umbrella or rain jacket handy. Not too thick of a jacket today because it's going to be a high of 64. Even warmer tomorrow, up in the 70s. Let's get back to Jill, our guest with Kelly McKay. Jill from Bighorn Wellness on Shop Local.
Thank you very much, Todd. And we are talking about forgiveness today. And Jill, I believe that we had a phone call. They must have hung up. So if you are still listening, you may give us a call back, 270-651-3000, 651-3000. But yes, the topic today is forgiveness. And you and I were just talking while the song was playing. You know, those that are listening may be thinking, oh, well, that's so easy for you to say to forgive someone. It is a process.
Yes, it is.
You know, you can't always quickly forgive someone.
No.
I know there's some people who can and can move on from it. And so thankful for those people. Mm-hmm. But for folks like me and others like me, mm-hmm. it's hard to just say, oh yeah, okay, you're forgiven, I forgive you. Because mm-hmm. every situation is different.
Every situation.
And there is a difference between forgiving and reconciliation, right?
Yes, there's a huge difference. So if you think about it, the distinction is very important because reconciliation requires two people. So the two people to sit down and talk through it, and it requires safety, accountability, changed behavior. So, for example, in a marriage, for example, where there may be children and there may be somebody who has perhaps done something they shouldn't have done, that's when it's good, in particular, to do reconciliation. That's why we do marriage therapy and stuff like that. But forgiveness actually only requires one person, just one person.
That's right.
ACT is very clear that we can't control what other people do. We just can't. We can only control how we respond and what we commit to. So we're defining ourselves by deciding to forgive and just leave that in the past. So you can fully forgive someone and still maintain firm boundaries or no contact at all. In fact, some of the most complete forgiveness I've witnessed clinically has happened between a person and someone who is no longer even alive. And I found peace with my mom after she passed away when I had time to reflect and got to know her a bit better, oddly, after she passed. Mm-hmm. So the relationship doesn't have to change for the healing to begin. So ACT would frame it that you're not changing the past, you're changing your relationship with the past.
Okay. See, Jill, you're just so inspiring. You were talking about me being inspiring. Girl, you're the inspiration. I really hope that anyone listening is taking something from this morning, even just a small bit. And she knows how hard it is to forgive. We've all been there. We've all been there.
Mm-hmm.
And taking little steps, you don't have to take a huge step.
No, just take the first step.
And what do you think, in your professional and personal opinion, what do you think would be that first small step?
Simply noticing without judgment the story you're carrying. Not minimizing it, you know, not catastrophizing. There's a word. Mm-hmm. I write down stuff when I'm making my musings in the morning before the show, and I think, can I actually even say that word? Apparently not. So just observing it with some distance. So that's called diffusion, where you might say to yourself, I'm having the thought that this person destroyed something in me, rather than this person destroyed something in me. You know, it's like in my clinic, what I'll do is I'll take something that someone's told me, and I will put it like a projection on the wall. Mm-hmm. So that they are removed from the emotional contact. So project it to something else. Imagine yourself watching the scene rather than in the scene.
Hmm.
And from there, that tiny shift creates breathing room. So nothing's destroyed. You are not destroyed by what's happened. Trust may be destroyed, yeah. I'm sure. Mm-hmm. Faith may be destroyed. Mm-hmm. It's tempting to, for example, really kind of think of a whole group of people and condemn them. My dad didn't go to church, and I tried and tried and tried to get him to go. And he said, well, no, I went to church once and the pastor was very unpleasant. And I'm like, okay. So from that, when you were 18,
one time,
you now have condemned all of Christianity. Well, I think that's a bit
far. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, he was a bit like that. I think you're getting the picture.
Gotcha. Yes.
So not what the pain says. I think listening to not what the pain says, but what does the anger say? What do your deepest values call you toward? Journaling, therapy, prayer. Whatever creates that reflective thought in yourself, that space, that's where it begins.
Mm-hmm.
The goal isn't to arrive at warmth towards that person. It's to loosen the grip that mm-hmm. that story has on your life now.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the beginning.
Definitely things to think about for sure. So I'll let you marinate on that for a little bit, and we are going to talk about Scooter's Coffee, which is one of my favorite things. Michaela will be in studio with us tomorrow, and have you been able to try anything from Scooter's?
I have, yes.
So what do you like, Jill?
I think I like everything, actually. as my doctor in the scale will reflect.
Did you know that they have mini donuts? Mini donuts.
Why go mini when you can have a big one? But yes, you could have six. I'm a wellness coach as well. I'm shocking myself this morning. I do not advocate for poor eating.
Mm-hmm.
It's just been the winter and it was really cold.
Moderation, right?
Moderation.
Yes.
You gotta try that sometime.
That's right. They have the French toasty, which is
yum.
Absolutely delicious. Any of their coffee. So do you like coffee?
I do.
Okay.
Yes. A nice cappuccino.
Ooh.
Maybe okay. With some hazelnut syrup.
Ooh. They can do sugar-free. They have several sugar-free flavors now that they have added to their
oat milk.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Non-dairy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely. They have a little bit of this and that. So if you're needing an extra boost to get you going this morning, maybe it's a cold brew or cold espresso, a blender. Maybe you like it hot. I prefer hot coffee. Hotter the better, because I'm a sipper and I want it to be super hot so I can sip on it for a while. And I like black coffee. I love their Scooter Doodle brewed coffee. It's so good. They also have a brew of the day. So Scooter Doodle is one of them. I think maybe Caramelicious.
Oh, yummy.
Might be one. Mm-hmm. And Caramelicious may not be correct. And then another brew of the day is vanilla, I think. So depending on what day it is, that's the brew. And then maybe you're not a coffee drinker at all, but you like Red Bull. Maybe you like those energy drinks and they carry those as well. Lots of different food items, from that French toasty I mentioned to the maple waffle sandwich, the bacon cheddar sliders, bacon ciabatta sandwich, spicy sausage and egg burrito. They have cinnamon rolls and mini blueberry muffins. Their cake bites. I had one of their red velvet cake bites the other day.
Red velvet. Yum, yum.
So good. Actually, I lied. I had two. Not in one setting. I ate one day and then I waited a couple of days and I ate the other. So I spread it out. Moderation.
I'm impressed. Okay. Very good.
Yeah. Because, I mean, they're good size cake balls.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I
just give you a taste.
That's right. But so delicious. And I have no idea what Michaela will bring me tomorrow morning. She knows how much I love the Scooter Doodle coffee. So I have a feeling she will bring me one of those. But looking forward to having her back tomorrow. And I'll bet they have some new things that she's going to be able to tell us about. So we'll talk about those as well. Scooter's Coffee in the Southgate Plaza Shopping Center in Glasgow. Stop in and see them. And keep in mind, everything on the menu, you can order all day long. So from open to close, you can order every single thing on their menu. They don't flip it at a certain time. So you can get everything all day. Very nice. All right, let's talk about All About Me Boutique 2. They are located on West Main Street here in Glasgow. That's across from the Animal Clinic. And lots of bright, beautiful spring designs. Anne said the other day they have lots of pink and Kelly green, two of my favorite colors, especially those two together.
Oh, lovely. It's spring.
I know. I'm ready for it to be here at this point. And the temperatures, you know, it feels like spring.
It does.
And I know that looking at the 10-day forecast, there are some colder days ahead of us here within the next 7 days.
But then it comes out.
Yes. Then we come out of it and it warms back up. So it's just a roller coaster.
It's Kentucky.
It is. You're
exactly right. It's very exciting. Yes. I'm used to boring weather in the UK. Here it's like, oh, good grief. Look at that. Look at the size of those hailstones.
Exactly. You just never know what you're going to get here in Kentucky. We can have all four seasons in one day. I mean, it's happened. But you can get your spring and summer attire, all those fun styles at All About Me Boutique, the women's and girls' clothing. They have some gorgeous jewelry, shoes, sandals. They have a home decor area in the store back right. They have lots of bereavement items and comfort items as well. So just go in and browse the store, take a look at everything that they have and see what they'll help you pick out a new outfit if you would like, maybe something to add to your closet. If you're like me, every morning I walk into my closet and I'm like, I don't want to wear any of this.
Or it doesn't fit.
Or it
in
doesn't.
In my case, I could do. But if I buy anything bigger, that's definitely a bad
you
idea.
You don't want to do
no.
that. You don't want to do that.
Go and buy something perfect in a smaller size.
There
and
you
it's
go.
All the motivation.
That's exactly right. Mm-hmm. That gives you some incentive.
Yes.
For sure. So All About Me Boutique, where it's really all about you. Follow them on Facebook and on Instagram. And stop in and see them on West Main Street across from the Animal Clinic. 270-651-3000, 651-3000. So let's, so we're going to talk about, yes. So everyday hurts and difficult relationships. So let's touch on that for a little bit.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that some of our listeners are carrying something much, much heavier. The murder of a child. Perhaps betrayal by someone that they trusted, or abuse happening within a beloved family member or neighbor. So these are profound hurts, and I really want to be very careful with this, because people deserve to hear something honest rather than something tidy, something quick. Mm-hmm. The principles still hold, but the timelines, the complexity and the weight are in a completely different category. When someone's experienced that level of violation, forgiveness cannot and should not be rushed. That duty that we do as Christians, think, well, we should forgive this, but certain things of certain weights cannot be rushed. Mm-hmm. And then that can pile guilt. Oh, I can't forgive it. So now I feel terrible. I'm a terrible Christian because I can't, you know, and we do not want to be putting wound upon wound. So really in those situations, nothing is a fast track to forgiveness. It's a way of surviving the unsurvivable. It doesn't ask you to be okay with what happened. ACT acknowledges the full devastating reality of it and then asks very gently over time what still matters to you, what is still worth living for and toward. And that's not a question you can answer on day one, but it becomes a compass. So I've sat with people carrying exactly these wounds in my clinical work, and privately I have carried also some myself. Those who find some form of peace, and not everyone does, and that's human, tend to get there by not forgiving quickly, but by being truly witnessed in their pain first. I think it's important to acknowledge the pain, the loss. You need to be acknowledged, believed, and validated. So if you're in this place today, please hear this. You are not obligated to forgive on anyone else's timeline. And if you can't get there, that doesn't make you spiritually or emotionally deficient. It makes you human. What really matters is that you're not alone in it and that help does exist for when you're ready.
Mm-hmm. And it may take time for you to be ready.
Yes.
Like you said, it's your timeline when you're ready to take that step.
Absolutely. When my son passed away, the police said they weren't sure that he hadn't been pushed into the ocean when he drowned.
Oh, my.
And then they just sort of left it at that. And so I struggled with that. And I remember I went to see my doctor because I'd seen my doctor afterwards because I needed a little help with depression. There's nothing wrong with having a little help when you're going through a difficult time. And the doctor at the time, he said, after about 4 weeks, I don't think you're getting over this fast enough.
Hmm? Oh, my gosh.
Well, I'm generally fairly gentle in my life, but he did not experience the gentle side of me. And he never saw me again because mm-hmm. I needed to work through it at my pace.
Right.
Not whatever his book said.
Mm-hmm. That's crazy that he's like, come along.
We're 4 weeks in. Let's get on with this.
Well, I've heard of people saying that to a loved one that this happened a month or 2 months ago. You just need to get over it and move on.
Yeah. Well, does that work in court, though? Yes, I murdered someone. It was 3 months ago now. So come on. Surely I don't have. We can all just forget it. It's in the past.
Right?
Not. Doesn't quite work like
no,
that.
No, it does not. You're exactly right. You are exactly right. So, all right, we will give Jill's phone number again here in just a few moments and how you can contact her. So grab a piece of paper if you need to, or grab your phone and jot this number down in just a few moments. We do want to talk about Chick-fil-A, and they are, of course, promoting their new frosted sodas and floats. You can mix your favorite soda with the creamy vanilla ice dream.
Oh, wow.
Everyone is talking about how incredible it is, which I don't drink sodas.
Their lemonade is very good. They've got diet lemonade, which is fantastic. I love it.
Yes. And I heard someone taking the lemonade and mixing the creamy vanilla ice cream with it.
Ooh. There's a thought. So there's me being good.
Uh-huh.
And then putting the, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
That's balance.
That's exactly right. That's like me getting the grilled nuggets yesterday and ordering a fry. I love their fries and it's so hard for me.
They're good.
You know, yesterday I was like, fries or fruit cup? Fries or fruit cup? And I went with the fries. Now, I do get unsweet tea.
Well, you know, basically the fries are a vegetable.
True. True.
Maybe fried in vegetable oil even.
I think they use... At one time they used peanut oil. I'm not sure what they use now. We'll have to ask Sarah Jane on Friday when she is in studio. We will find that out. But everyone that loves Chick-fil-A has their favorites, has their go-to. And have you tried their breakfast?
Oh, yes, of course.
So mm-hmm. good.
Mm-hmm.
I know a few love their chicken minis.
They're lovely. Also, I love their salads. Their salads yes. are first class. If you're trying to lose a little bit of weight, as you might have heard, I'm trying. Just watch some of the dressings that are quite high in calories. Mm-hmm. But they're also delicious.
They are.
A little bit of what you fancy doesn't do you any harm, mm-hmm. I think.
That's right. That's right. They look amazing.
They are gorgeous.
I have good intentions of getting a salad and it just doesn't happen, but they have a little bit of everything there and they are now offering chicken strips, I noticed. Mm-hmm. So
they're very good.
Try those.
Grilled.
Mm-hmm. Grilled. That's right. And then you can always drive through, dine in, use the mobile app. That's what I use on a regular basis. And I was in and out in no time yesterday. So Chick-fil-A Glasgow, excited to have Sarah Jane back in studio with us later this week. All right, we are going to wrap things up. And Jill, I'll give you opportunity to mention anything.
Okay.
Just to wrap things up and your phone number and how to get in touch with you.
Absolutely. So just to recap briefly, ACT is about accepting what we can't change and committing to what we can, which if you think about it, isn't far from the Serenity Prayer, which we're all familiar with. So my phone number is 307-300-3700. Drop me a text if you like on that number. Also, let me know if you'd like a recording or a quick chat. I'll be very happy to guide you. Okay. And come and see me.
All right. Thank you so much, Jill.
Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Always a pleasure. And of course, Jill is located on the third floor of our building here in Commerce Plaza. So conveniently right below our studio. So we appreciate you so very much. And thanks again to all of our listeners. Thanks to all of our sponsors this week. Wellness Wednesday presented by Bighorn Wellness. Also thanks to Scooter's Coffee, Fireline Outdoors, All About Me Boutique, Chick-fil-A Glasgow, and Glass Thompson Insurance. Please remember to think, shop, eat, and always experience local.